Warrnambool Racing Club has had 60 slabs of beer stolen over the Anzac Day long weekend. So someone has broken into three shipping containers at the club, making off with more than 1,400 cans. And this comes in the lead up to their May Racing Carnival, the club's largest race week of the year. Tom O'Connor is the CEO of the Warrnambool Racing Club. Tom, have you got enough beer?
Good morning, Jonathan. Yeah, well, obviously not ideal timing, but yeah, we'll certainly make sure that we replenish the stocks and ensure that we've got enough on course for the punters who are looking to venture to Warrnambool next week.
Apparently the police are saying there was a bit of inside knowledge here, maybe.
Yeah, we're obviously leaving it with them to investigate and get to the bottom of it. You know, they'll probably leave, you know, all things are open at the moment, so they'll have a look and hopefully we can get to the bottom of what's occurred.
Okay, so how much? Oh, we've got 1,400 cans. Was it just beer?
It was, yeah. Three types, but yeah, just the products that were in those containers was just beer.
Yep, all right. And where do you find replacements?
Yeah, look, we obviously draw on there. We've got, we get great support from CUB and our suppliers. So, you know, we as soon as it occurred yesterday, we were in contact with them to see that whether we could and ensure that our stocks are replenished. Obviously, for an event the size of the May Carnival, while it's not ideal losing what we have lost, it is a small portion across the 3 days, but certainly something we're working with our suppliers to ensure that we're right to go next week.
Okay, and so over 3 days next week, Tuesday to Thursday, from the 3rd to the 5th of May, you've got jumps and flat racing, including the grand annual, the Steeplechase, which was first held in 1872. How many people turn up usually for the May Carnival?
Yeah, look, we average anywhere between, over across the 3 days, around the 25 to 30,000 mark. Obviously, the last 2 years have been COVID affected, but, you know, we'd be hoping over the 3 days to go very close to the 30,000 mark across the 3 days.
Yeah, okay. So has this ever happened before? Like, you've obviously been storing alcohol in shipping containers for a while. Have they ever been broken into before?
Not in my time. And, yeah, look, that's probably what's taken everyone a little bit by surprise, Jonathan. But, again, it's probably just a friendly reminder that, you know, we've got to make sure our systems are secure and in place and, you know, you're prepared for anything.
How did they get into the shipping container?
There's a bit of, you know, obviously they've clearly broken in. So there's padlocks and things that have been tampered with. So, you know, we're just working through with Warrnambool Police on that at the moment.
Righto. So tampered with, I mean, they're usually pretty thick padlocks. What, did they have an angle grinder or something, did they?
Not totally sure at this stage. Again, that's what they're looking at. But, yeah, look, you know, angle grinders, bowl cutters, all kinds of things, crowbars, I think they've managed to jimmy their way in.